Tyrell Roberts did not practice. Hamstring. Tony Ealy did not practice. Shoulder. Matt Forte did not practice. So, Robbie Anderson did not practice. Non-injury related. Josh Martin did not practice. Ankle. Jordan Leggett was limited. Justin Burris was limited. Muhammad Wilkerson was limited.
What's Burris?
Foot.
You want to rule out for sure for Sunday?
Not yet.
Would you anticipate, Todd, that Anderson would be available?
Yeah, he would be.
Just an excused absence then?
Yes.
Are you confident Leggett will be available to you?
We'll see. We're working with him. Just want to see how he does toward the end of the week.
Would it appear to be kind of bleak with Forte having missed so much time now? I mean,
if he doesn't do anything tomorrow.
He's still just, I mean, there was no setback or anything like that. He's still just progressing.
Yes.
And some practice a little bit yesterday, whereas he hadn't previously, is the shoulder getting better? Have you seen some progress there?
It's the same. It's something you're going to deal with.
Todd, third down defense has changed dramatically from the first 2 weeks to the last 2 weeks. What has been the key there for you guys?
Well, we've been getting stops, you know. We've been getting them in third and longer yards. Third and short yards is kind of tough sometimes, but guys are just honed in and been getting stops and focusing on what they're doing.
How much does it help you, you and Casey, on defenses when you get in those third and long situations rather than, you know, third and short?
Well, it helps a lot because obviously they got to hold the ball a little longer so you can try to get a pass rush or get some pressure if you want to. Third and short, you got a two-way go with a runner pass and option, so it's always good to get third and longs if you can get them off.
Casey said he thought the defense was playing faster the last 2 weeks. Why don't you think the defense was playing fast the first 2 weeks?
I don't know if they're playing faster. They honed in on their assignments and not trying to do too much. You know, everybody's just focusing on their job, so they're playing faster that way, but we really hadn't changed anything.
You guys have not given up the deep ball nearly as much as you did last year. What are some of maybe one or two of the key reasons why it hasn't happened?
Well, Coach Williams and Coach McCutcheon, you know, they harp on it every day. It's something we knew we had to fix from last year, and we're just trying to make sure people can take the long way around, but they coach it all the time, and we emphasize it every day.
And how much having, you know, the two young safeties, has that helped?
It helps a lot because they communicate, and, you know, we just got to play smart football right now playing as a unit back there.
From a scheme standpoint, Todd, I guess I know the answer, but maybe just wondering if you could kind of verbalize it in more detail. Why is it so much more advantageous to have a tight end who is not one-dimensional, a guy who can effectively run block and be a pass catcher?
Well, if it's strictly a blocker, you can kind of stack the box and put a lot of people down there. If it's strictly a receiver, you can go sub and play nickel or put extra DBs in the ball game. If you've got a guy that can do both, you can kind of mismatch how you want it to mismatch. It'll be to your advantage. If they go base, you can spread him out and he can do some things because you got a slower guy on him. If you go nickel, you can bring him in and he can block and you can try to run the ball. So it's good to have a dual tight end.
Do you view at this point Seferian Jenkins like that, or is the run block still need more work there?
Well, I think he needs more work at everything. All our tight ends do. I think everybody on our team, I don't say whether he's perfect at one thing or another, nor would I say that about any other player. They just got to keep working at it. He's working at his blocking. He's working at his pass routes. He's working at catching the ball. But, you know, we're happy with him.
How would you describe your concerns about them having Garrett back and your ability to game plan?
Well, you're going to face a great pass rusher every week in this league. So him coming back is a great boost for them. You know, we just have to play our game and try to slow him down as much as we can.
Todd, is a team that's 0-4 more quote-unquote dangerous because they haven't won yet? Is that, like, real? Is that a real thing?
No, it's not real. They're all dangerous every week, regardless of record. NFL, they're dangerous.
Do you think that a team might be more willing to take more chances if they haven't, you know, if they're in an early hole like this?
No, we played teams with 4-0 records that took great chances as well. So we just got to be prepared to play. Whatever they give us, they give us.
Did you say your team is more relaxed the last couple of weeks, regardless if the wins came about?
You don't get to relax till the season's over. So, you know, we're more aware of things and we're getting experience as we go, but they're not relaxed.
Todd, you said it was Monday on the call. You know, you won two games, you have nothing to get big-headed about. Is that a message you would relay to the team?
I shouldn't have to, but we talked about it. I mean, we're 2-2. We're 500. That's nothing to brag about. You know, we got to get better in a lot of areas. Each week we made some mistakes in the Jacksonville game we got to get better at, and we got to keep building.
I know you said that, you know, every team's dangerous, 4-0, 0-4, but when you have a team that's so young like your guys are, do you have to talk to them a little bit more to not look past Cleveland? So I know you know not to do it, and the sporadic veterans in there know too, but the young guys might, you know, kind of look past it.
We're not good enough to look past anybody. Really, we're not. We just work every day to get better from the week before.
You had a good, impressive win out there last year with the comeback. And just from the other sideline, did you notice anything about Josh in particular in that day? I know you're concentrated on your own team, but was there anything about him that stood out in that game and maybe in your reflections on him when you were looking to sign him?
Maybe not in the game, but, you know, I knew he was a competitor. I knew he was very smart, and I knew he was going to be a handful because he can see things. Obviously, being a veteran quarterback, you can see things on the field. You're not going to fool anybody like that. So we tried to mix it up as much as possible. But during the game, I didn't see or concentrate on looking at anything.
Josh showed up on the injury report yesterday with a shoulder. Was that the result of a singular blow in the game, or was it just wear and tear?
It's wear and tear maintenance.
He was full today.
Yes.
How important, obviously every win is important, but how important is it for this group to get their first road win?
It's important because it's the next win, and we haven't won on the road yet. So to go further in this league, you got to win on the road. So this is our next road challenge, and we got to come out fast.
Coney Lee broke out last week with an interception, 4 pass deflections. How surprised are you with how he's played, considering he hasn't been with the team very long?
I'm not very surprised because he does the same things in practice. He practices like that. He plays like that. He has a knack for knocking balls down, and just happy to have him.
Is that something you're trying to get the other D linemen to do more of, put their hands up and deflect the balls as much as possible?
No, we always try to do that. We teach it all the time. It's just a matter that those balls were going in his direction and he made those plays, but we try to get everybody to do it whenever possible.
Do you need to see Ely and Roberts practice tomorrow at some point? Get them ready for Sunday, they'll be okay.
I'll see how they look first before I need to make that decision.
We've talked a lot about Jamal, but with Marcus May specifically, what's impressed you most so far through these 4 games?
Again, his study habits and the game not being too big for him. Like Jamal, they're a lot alike. Jamal's probably a little more brash, but Marcus is quietly brash. But he works his tail off, and he can see things and understands the game. And their work habits, you know, the way they study when they're in meetings and the way they transfer it out to the field, that's probably the most impressive thing.
How easy was it for you to start trusting them, considering right off the bat that we've been talking about this for a while, they immediately showed their study habits and showed that they're football junkies and they're committed? So how easy was it for you to start trusting them?
Well, you knew they could play. It was just a gradual process of seeing everything they took in from a study standpoint, and they made it real easy to trust them.
What has DeMarion meant for your defense now?
Been a lot. He's been a vocal leader. The fact that he's been there before, mostly with the D line, and the secondary is fairly new, but he's meant a lot because he lines us up. He can do things in our blitz packages and line up at different spots and gives us some versatility. And just his overall leadership and understanding of the game has helped out the younger guys a lot.
Looks like you've been able to blitz Buster the last couple of weeks. That was something I remember early on when you were here. You used him a lot, and then he got banged up. Is that just a matter of him getting healthy enough now that you can do that again?
Matter of game plan, what we can and can't take advantage of. Some weeks he'll go, some weeks he won't.
Everybody good?
Thanks, man.